Hello?
Yes, hello, is this Lillian?
Yes, this is.
Yes, hello, Lillian. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Give me just a quick second. Let me turn off my stove and I'll give me a quick minute. Yeah.
Take
Hold
your time.
on. Okay, I'm ready. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Let me see here. So yeah, Lillian, we were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit, and then we are on a recorded line. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, about 2 years after.
Oh, wow. I'm very sorry to hear that. Were you taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Yes. And then was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Meningioma of the brain. Let me see here. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
Yes, that was on March 16, 2022.
Okay, let me see here. March 16, 2022, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Now, just very quickly, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No, not
No,
yet.
okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Correct.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Let me see. You already told me your date of diagnosis. What is your date of birth, please?
9/23/79.
Okay, 9/23/1979. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. And then, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
So the brand that it was, I believe, Pfizer, not.
Pfizer is the company that makes it,
Oh,
but then.
okay, yes. It is Depo Provera, sorry.
No, that's okay. I know a lot of people do say that. So you did use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
and then it was the injectable Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
All right. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo Provera, once
Oh.
every 3 months.
Once every Okay. So you did use Depo Provera for at least a 1 year minimum, correct?
Yeah.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera after the year 1992?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start taking Depo?
It was, I want to say, about the second year of March in 2020.
March of 2020?
Yes.
See, March of 2020. And only because I do need to have a day on here as well, do you want me to just put the first?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, okay, just to keep it simple. So you started using it around March 1st of 2020, correct?
Correct.
And then when did you stop using it, to the best of your knowledge?
March 14th, because then I got the test on the 16th.
Okay, March 14 of what year did you stop?
2022.
2022. Got it. So you used it for about 2 years?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female. Okay, thank you for that. And then your first name here, I have it as Lillian, spelled Lillian, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
Yes, C.
C as in carrot?
Yes.
Got it, okay. And then I have your last name as Espinosa, which is spelled Espinosa, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Got it, okay. And then what's your social, please?
The full thing or the last four?
The full thing, please.
It's okay to have it on the recorded part?
No, yeah. This is only, we give the file and the recording to the attorneys. That way
they
have everything.
Oh, got you. Sorry. Okay. It's 572-89-3732.
Okay. Let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I put it correctly. I have 572-89-3732?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for that. And then your primary email, I have it here as bowsbyyourfaveauntie@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. All right. And then some of those, your is you are, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, I have it here as 714-791-9891.
Yes.
And then I'm assuming it's a cell phone, correct?
Correct.
All right. What is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
The call would be fine.
A call? Okay. And then when is the best time to call you, in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
I'm available right now, actually.
Okay, yeah.
If they could call me back right now, that would be great. Would it be coming from the same phone number so I could save it?
No. So this one's, once we're done with the application, if they need to call you again, when is the best time to call you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, anytime after 9:30.
Would you prefer mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Mornings.
Mornings, okay. And then what is your primary address now?
2714 Townley, Townley Street.
Santa Ana?
Yeah, Santa Ana, California, 92706.
Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
House.
House?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I have 2714 Townley Street, Santa Ana, California, 92706.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
It was from my primary doctor, but...
Like, who was giving you the shot?
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor, okay. And then how many times were you injected with the Depo Provera in your lifetime?
So if it was every 3 months and I did it for 2 years, so 6 times.
Okay, I can put 6, yeah.
Actually it was 8, hon. So 3, 6.
Because it's 8 times a year, correct?
Yeah.
Four times a year.
4 times a year because
Got
it's 3 months in a year, yeah.
Got it. All right. So 8 times.
I don't want to say something that's not right. So
no, it's okay. Cause either way, we do have to check with the medical records just to verify everything. And if it's off by one, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
So you said 8, correct?
Yes. 8.
Got it. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that was giving you the Depo Provera?
Yeah. Her name was Dr. Susan Lee.
Okay, S-U-S-A-N, and then Lee, L-E-E?
Correct.
Okay, and then what is the name of the facility where the Depo Provera was given to you? Like the clinic or the hospital?
It was Dr. Susan's office, but I have her address.
Okay, yeah, I can try to plug it in here, see what pops up.
Okay, it's 1212 West 17th Street in Santa Ana, and zip code is 92706.
Let's see. 1212 West 7th Street. Is it called Memorial Care Medical Group?
Yes.
Okay. Memorial Care Medical Group, Santa Ana.
The way I would look it up was just by her name and her address.
No, no worries. Okay. And then you said the address was 1212 West 17th Street, Santa Ana, correct?
Correct.
Got it. All right. Let me see here then. And then the phone number that I have for that place is 877-696-3622. Does that sound correct?
I dialed the 714. Let me look that up for you real quick.
Okay, question. Yeah.
It's 714-706-3309.
Okay, thank you for that. And then Dr. Lee was the same one that prescribed it to you, correct?
Correct.
She gave it to you and prescribed it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just, oh. Let me see. All right. Same facility. The same address and the same phone number. Got it. All right. Okay. Just a lot of copy and pasting. Sorry. Let me see here. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Actually, it was a blood test, a CT scan, the MRI, and a biopsy tissue.
Okay, understood. Let me see here. Okay, and do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yes.
It's okay.
His name was Dr. Daniel LeMay, L-E-M-A-Y.
M-E.
L-E-M-A-Y.
Oh, okay, Dr. Daniel LeMay?
Yes.
Okay, L-E-M-A-Y. And then was this doctor also at the Memorial Care Medical Group?
No, he was at the PIH Health Downey Hospital, I believe. I have the address. Let me look this up for you.
Okay.
It's 11500 Brookshire Avenue, Downey, California, 90241.
In Garden Grove?
No, his is Downey. Downey, California.
I have... okay, PIH Health Downey Hospital.
Yes.
Got it, okay. Let me see here. Okay, that's the name of it. Address, you said it was 11500 Brookshire Avenue, correct?
Correct. Downey, California.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay, yeah, now I found it. And then the phone number that I have here for that place is 562-904-5000, or do you have a specific number?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that might be the hospital one, but the one I have for him is 714-953-3652.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have 714-953-3652?
Yes,
okay. Let me see here. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this chemo, radiation, or surgery?
I had all three, actually. Surgery, radiation therapy, and then chemo. And I also had I was taking pain meds, and I would have to get an MRI every 2 months.
Okay. So I have chemo, radiation, surgery, and then you were also on pain meds, correct?
Right.
All right.
I don't know if the MRI would count, if you need to put that in there as well, the every 2 months of MRI, but...
Just to make sure that everything was fine, right?
Right.
And then was Dr. Daniel LeMay the same one that was treating you for this?
He's the surgeon, yes.
Okay. Let me see here. At the PIH Health Downey Hospital. Okay. Let me just copy and paste this one more time. All right. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, 12 days.
Yes, 12 days. Let me see. Do you remember the dates? You were diagnosed March 16, 2022. Was this like a couple of days after that you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Or that you were hospitalized?
Yeah, the surgery was 2 days after. So on the 18th. And then I was there for 12 days after the 18th. So 19, 20, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, about the 29th. Yeah, the 29th, 12 days after.
Okay.
I would have to look at the calendar.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
We just need like a ballpark of when you were hospitalized.
Okay, good.
So I put down that you were hospitalized from March 18th, 2022 to March 29th, 2022.
Perfect. That's about right.
To the 29, correct?
Yeah.
Give or take. Okay. Thank you for that. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do. I've moved them two different places, so I know that they're somewhere in the storage. I would have to gather them so that I can get them to you guys, but I do have them.
But you do have them, right?
Yeah.
And then would you, whenever you find them, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
I think by mail would be good.
Okay, mail. All right. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I'll put someone that's really close to me.
That lives with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who would this be?
It'd be George Hernandez. G-E-O-R-G-E. Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. And then phone number 714-720-9311.
9311. Okay. And then what is his relationship to you?
Fiance.
Fiance. Okay. Thank you for that. And then do you happen to know his email? If not, I can just put yours.
Yeah, no, just put mine. I don't know.
No, that's
we
okay.
We never email each other. We're too close.
I know, right? It's only, emails are only for businesses and stuff like that.
Right.
Let me see here. Then you said you guys live together. Let me just copy and paste your address on there too. You said 2714 Townley Street, right?
Yes.
All right. Let me see here. Got it. All right. Let me just go ahead and review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to quickly sign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. All right, let's see. Okay, I see the documents here. All right, so for your full name, I have it here as Lillian C. Espinoza, correct?
Correct.
And then that is spelled L-I-L-L-I-A-N, and then C as in carrot, and then Espinoza, E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A, correct?
Correct.
All right. I have your address as 2714 Townley Street, Santa Ana, California, 92706.
Correct.
All right. Phone number is 714-791-9891.
Yes.
Okay. And then your email, I have it as bosebyyourfaveauntie@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. See here. Okay, everything looks good. Now go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. You'll see my name on there. It'll say
yeah,
Oscar Rocha.
Yeah, came up real quick.
No, yep, it's fast.
Okay, it says, do you want to use your device location?
Like enable location? That one if you want to. I would just click yes, just in case.
And then put I agree?
Yes.
Okay. Continue. So make sure I do it right.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Select start to begin.
Yep.
Okay. And then it says required signature sign. Is this just an initial?
No, it's an actual signature.
I was going to say, I don't know if it'll fit. Here, let me reclear that. Right, smaller. I'm such a bubble.
No, that's okay.
Okay, I think this should be good. So it's just two spots to sign?
Yes, it's only two.
Oh, okay, it's done.
Okay, let me just make sure that everything is filled out correctly. Give me 1 second. Lillian, I see your documents. Let me see. I see one signature. Oh, you have a nice signature.
Thank you.
Now you're welcome.
That look weird.
No, it's a good one. Got it. Okay, yeah, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, They are going to try to call you in the next 1 to 4 business days. So it is very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number. Let me see. I just sent it to you. Did you get it?
Let me see.
I just typed it out and sent it to you.
Okay. Yes, I just got it. So
okay.
Would you be able to, am I going to get a call beforehand, like to let me know, hey, some of the attorneys going to call you, be on standby, or it's just anywhere from today till 4 days?
It's anywhere from today to 4 days. They're very good at calling today, maybe even tomorrow, but I would say the most give it is 4 days. And then that's why I also texted you my number, just in case
okay.
you don't get a call in the next, I put on here 7 days, you know, just to give them a little bit more time. If you don't get
uh-huh.
a call, you can call me or text me at this number, and I can look into this for you.
Okay, perfect.
Got it. And then last things last, I will also attach their information. That way, if it's been over 4 days and you kind of want to take action, you can call them up too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Got it. Okay, well, Lillian, I appreciate your time, and I wish you the best with this, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.